Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the Pre-Show. Here we are. It is Tuesday, March 19th. Thank you for joining us as we get things ready to go here on a Tuesday morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How was your anniversary was on Monday. How was your anniversary for you guys yesterday?
It was good. It was, I feel like we kind of have been celebrating the past couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a Monday and we had already, my present for him hasn't gotten here yet. So I told him that I'm like, your present's on its way. I'm so sorry. He already gave me my present like 3 weeks ago. And it was a new iPad because my other iPad died.
I remember that, yeah.
So it was, I don't want to say it was like any other day. We were like, happy anniversary, I love you, all that stuff. But we do that a lot anyway. So it was good. It was just very low key. My daughter had volleyball practice last night. You know, you still got a life to live. You can't stop the world for something like that. But it was really good.
I was reflecting on your wedding night last night. And did you guys do your honeymoon right after you got married? And the next day, were you out of town on the honeymoon?
I think we might have left, if not the next day, like we had maybe a one day gap. But I think we did leave very soon after, yeah.
That was a fun wedding. That was a fun night.
Yeah, it was a fun night. It was, it's hard to believe that it's been so long that we've been married. I had a lot of people reach out that, like, worked at the hotel that our wedding was at here in town, and they're like, I remember I brought your wedding dress up to your room, and I remember your little brother. He was a little kid.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Well, yeah, my brother Mario is, yeah, it was crazy. So, yeah, it was a good night, and I mean, not the biggest celebration, but we had a good time.
You celebrated your love together, which,
yes,
is nice.
Exactly.
It's a very sweet thing. It's funny. I ran into two buddies of mine yesterday. The first one was kind of after the show. I was doing some errands, and he went to the Twice concert over the weekend and was just going on and on, and ended up sending me like a video to watch. And so I found myself watching some of the footage from that concert on. Was it Saturday night? Was the Twice show?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a show those ladies put on Saturday night. Holy cow. Mercedes, he sent me this video. I'm like, I'll check it out. I'll watch like, 30 seconds. It was like a 10-minute video, and I think I watched it for the whole 10 minutes. They were just so entertaining. But then last night, I'm getting ready to go to bed and realized that I need water. I have no water in the house. And I was disheveled. I had washed my face. I had like my nighttime face oil on, some ratty jeans, like a torn up t-shirt. I'm like, I'll just go down to Albertsons. Who am I going to see? Ran into another buddy last night. He's like, JC? I'm like, oh, hey. I normally don't dress like this, but good to see you. It's been a couple of years.
Mr. Popularity here, running around town. That's awesome.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things where you leave the house and like, who am I going to see? I'm just running into the store. And sure enough, I've got socks on with flip-flops, and he's giving me the once over. I'm like, ah, yeah. Hey,
I always say like to my family, I think you probably think it's a bigger deal than they do.
Yeah.
Like for the most part, people really don't care about you. They care about themselves. So I've noticed that. Like I always like so self-conscious, like, oh my gosh, I have this thing on my face. I have this zit. Like nobody notices that. It's only you that notices.
It's in your head,
honey. And you tell yourself, everyone sees it. It's like, honestly, no, they don't. They don't. I guarantee he probably was like, I don't care that he's wearing flip-flops. Or he probably didn't even notice you were wearing flip-flops.
With socks.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. So, good.
Maybe that he noticed. I don't know.
Everything else was fine. He got home. Hey, I ran into JC. How is he? He's wearing flip-flops with socks.
Yeah, I seriously doubt he went that far into it. But who knows? Maybe some people are really super judgy about that. So, yeah, it was definitely an interesting Monday, it sounds like, for both of us here. And we're ready to get things going here on a Tuesday. So let's kick off the show. It is time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Knockin' a Boots by Candyman?
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you.
Do you want to hear, do you know What It Takes by Robin? Or do you want to hear Strong Enough by Sheryl Crow?
Are you strong?
Choices. You can get your votes in now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or just text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're gonna want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, we're going to talk about those. I'm trying to find, what are we going to talk about here?
Oh, the Three Amigos, the trios.
Oh, yeah. There's always these certain trios in history that are, like, iconic. What do you think is the most iconic trio of all time? We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Strong Enough by Sheryl Crow is a pick 'em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show You Pick 'Em.
Mix 94.1, this is the pre-show. It is 5:45. There are famous trios in this world. I like the trios that everyone's like, oh, like, you're the Three Musketeers, or look at you, Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Those were like Scrooge McDuck's nephews or something like that. Yeah. Or Donald Duck's nephews. I don't know.
They were, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, like, who are the biggest famous trios of all time?
It is a great question. When you stop and think about it, there are a lot of famous trios. If you go musically, Police, they were a trio.
Roxanne, you don't have to go on the red light. Roxanne.
Star Wars, Luke, Leia, and Han Solo. Would you put them as a trio?
I don't know. I don't think I would. Would you?
I would. I would put Luke, Leia, and Han Solo as a trio.
Fighting though, I don't know. That's an interesting take. Okay,
who would you put as one of the best trios of all time?
There's like maybe Destiny's Child. Oh. That's a good trio. If you think about Harry, Hermione, and Ron Weasley from Harry Potter movies, that's a good trio. But I have to say, I think the best trio of all time has to be the subunit of the rappers of BTS, RM, J-Hope, and Suga. Though that to me is the greatest trio of all time. The rap line. Bang. That's my greatest. That's my vote for greatest trio.
So for the non-BTS army, explain more. They're part of the group BTS, which is more than three people, but they have a specific
They have a rap line. These are the three guys that only rap, and that's J-Hope, RM, and Suga. Then they have the vocalists, and these are the ones that sing. And then that's Jungkook, Jin, that is Jimin, and V. Those are the singers.
Okay.
So you've got the rap line, and you've got the vocal line. line. And I say the Rap Line's one of the greatest trios of all time.
Steph, who would you add into the greatest trios of all time?
What about the Powerpuff Girls?
Yes.
They were, I honestly don't remember all three of them. What is it? Buttercup?
Buttercup.
Blossom. And Bubbles.
Bubbles, yeah.
That's the best trio of all time.
So Mercedes says, the Rap Line at BTS?
Yes.
Okay, the Rap Line at BTS against this trio.
Well, I think if you're going to go mainstream, the Jonas Brothers would take it. But again, in my personal opinion, Rap Line's going to beat them any day of the week.
Okay, we'll take the BTS Rap Line against this rock group from the 80s. Against ZZ
Gee,
Top.
Let me think. Let me take a moment.
We can take a break if you need to come back to this.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I don't know.
How about Mercedes, JC, and Steph?
One of the greatest trios of all time, but the Rap Line's still better.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2022.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Welcome, everyone, to the show here. It is Tuesday, March 19th. It is 6 o'clock, and so happy to have you guys joining us here. And wow, this is really wrapping up here. 2022. It is the second to last time we're going to be doing this.
This has been so much fun. Did we start in the 1800s? Show 19 something?
I think it was like 1906 or something that we started doing this. Yeah, but here we are. Show number 2022. The top song of 2022 was this song. Sometimes all I think about is you. He Waves. Late nights in the middle. By Glass Animals, but it was still it was a really big year for music. 2022, Harry Styles, he announced his new album, Harry's House, and people just went crazy. The album ended up doing extremely well. 2022 was also the year of this comeback song. Thanks to Stranger Things, Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill came back on the charts. That was definitely the song of the summer. I know that Glass Animals was the song of the year, but this was the song of the summer for sure.
Yeah, as soon as that season of Stranger Things hit Netflix, that song was everywhere. And what a great song it is, too. I'm glad we all rediscovered that song.
Absolutely. I'd never heard it the first time around. So 2022, the Supreme Court, they overturned Roe versus Wade. Britain's Queen Elizabeth died in Scotland at the age of 96. Elon Musk took control of Twitter. Russia invaded Ukraine. So it was definitely a heavy news year. 2022 was also the year of the Johnny Depp defamation trial against Amber Heard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he sued her for $50 million after she posted this op-ed in the Washington Post about being a domestic violence survivor. A jury ruled in Depp's favor, and they gave him $15 million in damages. 2022 was the year that we all heard of Negroni Spagliatos. Do you remember that one?
No. What was this?
Okay, so this was when the stars of House of the Dragon, Emma Darcy and Olivia Cooke, they turned into this viral sensation because they did an interview, and it created just viral sound bites. This was the interview here.
What's your drink of choice?
A Negroni.
I was going to say the same thing.
Spagliato.
Yeah.
With Prosecco in it.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
I don't. What is that drink?
A Negroni, Spagliato. with Prosecco. Oh, stunning.
It sounds so fancy.
It is. I think I tried one after that. I don't remember what was in it, Negroni, but it was, I just thought that was such a funny viral sound.
Oh, what a great
around.
Clip, yeah.
Drink of choice.
A Negroni.
I was going to say the same thing.
Spagliato.
Yeah.
With Prosecco in it.
Oh, stunning.
Oh, stunning. I love that one. 2022 was the year Ticketmaster was effectively shut down with people trying to secure their tickets for Taylor Swift's Eras tour. Remember when she announced it, everyone tried to buy their tickets, and Ticketmaster, it was just a huge disaster. Also, we were introduced in 2022 to a corn-loving kid named Tarek, who took the country by storm with his interview with Recess Therapy when it went viral. talking about how much he loved corn.
For me, I really like corn, but when I tried it with butter, everything changed. I love corn. Mmm, corn.
I remember that kid.
The corn kid, that and it's corn and oh, stunning. Those were like my two favorite sound bites of 2022.
Oh, tomorrow's the last day. This has been so much fun.
I was like, man, it was only like 3 months ago. Do we really do it 2023? But sure, why not?
Heck yeah, absolutely. So coming up on today's show at 7:30, when you conquer the Mega Minute, you'll get passes to the exclusive Teddy Swims Underground Lounge. Is happening here at the radio station. So that's happening at 7:30. But right now, we've got a big concert announcement for you.
Yes, we are excited to announce that Lady Gaga is returning to Las Vegas. We will have tickets for you to check out Lady Gaga's Jazz and Piano Las Vegas Residency. It is back, and you will be able to get some tickets in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. All you have to do is listen for us to play a Lady Gaga song. Be caller 20 when you hear it, and you'll get one of the first pairs of tickets to her return of her Jazz and Piano Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live inside Park MGM.
It's that simple. Just listen for that Gaga song in the 9 o'clock hour. And like Mercedes said, these are actually winning before you can buy them tickets. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m., but yours are coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, the MGM is speaking out about the alleged Bruno Mars gambling debt. That and more coming up in What's Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
Bruno Mars is trending again this morning. Now the MGM is speaking out. MGM Resorts International is responding to those reports of the pop singer's gambling debt. So News Nation, if you missed it, they reported that he owed MGM nearly $50 million in gambling debt. And now MGM Resorts, they're denying the story. And they released a statement yesterday. They say that they're proud of their relationship with Bruno Mars, one of the world's most thrilling and dynamic performers. They say from his shows at Dolby Live at Park MGM to the new Pinky Ring Lounge at Bellagio, Bruno's brand of entertainment attracts visitors from around the globe. MGM and Bruno's partnership is longstanding and rooted in mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. He has no debt with MGM.
But you had mentioned you'd heard some friends in the inside that kind of referenced this before.
That's what I had heard. I thought it was old news when it came out. And so but again, if they're saying he has no debt, they know better than I do. Just because I heard from a friend doesn't know.
Yeah. But still, it was a wild story when it came out. And yeah, they were quick to, because that story really took off yesterday morning, and they were quick to put that statement out yesterday afternoon.
Absolutely. Last month, he announced a residency extension of 12 more shows at Dolby Live inside Park MGM. And those shows, they run through June, August. And there's one show in September. So they're saying no debt on Bruno's end. Also trending this morning is Drake. Not just Drake, but a couple of artists, other artists also. So new research has found that listening to popular artists like Drake can make you a better driver. Auto Trader, they tested car operators who were subjected to 20 popular artists while their hazard perception was being tested on the road. And the higher scores showed greater levels of concentration, meaning that the participants identified and reacted to hazards quicker when listening to that artist. And lovers of Drake scored the highest, 59.5 out of 75 on their hazard perception scores. Coming in at number two was Ariana Grande fans. They scored 58.5. Eminem fans tied Ariana Grande. So they were there with 58.5. And then rounding out the top five, Billie Eilish. She was she got 57. Her fans got a 57. And then BTS fans, they came in fourth place with a 56.5 for their hazard perception.
Well, there you go. When you're listening to your BTS, do you think it varies whatever song you're listening to? Because this song for Eminem, I can see myself focused and paying attention to what's happening in the road. But then, like, a song like this comes on. A little extra to the gas right there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what songs they tested exactly or if they did multiple songs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he still scored really high. There were two artists from totally different centuries that seemed to offer like dangerous tendencies for listeners behind the wheel. One was Megan Thee Stallion and the other was Johann Sebastian Bach. I don't know why they put Bach, the composer, in there with the other, like, more current artists, but they scored very low on there.
You would think Bach would be on the higher end, just the tone and levels.
But I think maybe you get sleepy and you don't pay attention to things.
You start zoning out.
Yeah. And then finally this morning, Sonic is trending. On April 8th, there's going to be a really rare North American total solar eclipse. And Sonic, they're getting ready to celebrate it. They're rolling out this blackout slush float for a limited time. It's an all-black slush with a blend of cotton candy and dragon fruit flavors. It's topped with soft serve and galaxy-themed sprinkles. It's going to be available starting next week, March 25th, only for a limited time. And then you're also going to get a complimentary pair of solar eclipse viewing glasses that you can safely witness the eclipse with when that happens. Again, that's on April 8th. So if you want to get your black slush float, it's available next week to celebrate, and that is what's trending.
7:30 next hour, there's tickets for you to go join us in our Teddy Swims Underground Lounge. Those tickets are yours when you conquer the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I am convinced that I am the worst person at this most basic skill. I think most people can do this with no problem, but I am terrible at this. What is the most basic thing that you are terrible at? 702-364-9400. This has happened to me a couple of times in the last week, and I'm just like, we were in LA and I was lost. And I asked someone, like, do you know how to get here? We were looking for the Hungarian consulate. And they're like, just go north on this street and then go east on this street. And I'm like, what am I, like, Magellan? Like, what is a, can you just tell me, like, left
and right?
Right
and left. You need your compass out.
North. And like, how do I know where north is? I'm standing here in the middle of LA. I don't know where north is. I don't know where east is. I am so bad at directions when people start using northeast, south, and west. I'm like, I am not an explorer. I need really, like, specific, take a right on this street, take a left on this street, just go north on da-da-da-da, and then it'll be on the east side of the street. I'm looking around like, what does that mean? I am so bad at basic directions. It's really, really sad. If I don't have Waze or Google Maps or something, I am absolutely, like, in trouble. And I didn't have my phone at the time. That's why I was asking for directions. I'm like, can you tell me which way's north? And he's like, that way.
Do you,
like,
feel better here in town if I were to say, hey, Mercedes, go north on Jones? When you hit Jones, just go north on Jones. Would you feel better if in Las Vegas, knowing the city better? Or when you get to Jones, it's still a moment to think, am I making a left?
Yeah, like, I have to, like, place myself in line with the stratosphere so I can have a general idea. But then if I do that, am I south of the stratosphere or am I north of the stratosphere? Like, I don't like when people say north, south, east, and west. That is, I am not, and I am not Lewis and Clark, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't need to, like, give me directions like that. What is the one basic thing that you are so bad at? 702-364-9400. Tony is on the phone. Tony, what is it for you? Tony is on the phone, but he is in. There we go. Hey, Tony, what's up? Oh, we lost Tony. All right, so what is it for you?
Remembering names. Oh, my gosh. And I'm trying so hard to get better at it. But I can meet someone. Hey, JC. Hey, I'm Pat. Nice to meet you, Pat. 10 seconds later, oh my gosh, what's this person's name? Is it Pat? I forget. And there's and over Channel 8, this is great. Inside Channel 8, they have an employee board where they have every single employee's, their picture, and their name underneath it. And there's a person there that I see every single day when I'm there at Channel 8. And I'm like, hey, pal. Hey, bud. What's up, dude? And last week, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to look up the guy's name. So when I see him, I can be like, what's up, Armando? Good to see you. And so Friday, I look the guy's name up. He works back in the sales department. I see him. It's Armando. Perfect. Armando, Armando. Saying it 1,000 times. I didn't see him on Friday. Go to Channel 8. Get there yesterday afternoon. Who comes walking outside when I'm walking in? Armando. But I already forgot the name. I had studied his name on Friday. He was walking out. I'm like, what's up, bro? Good to see you, dude. Ah, I'm the worst when it comes to names.
But you remember it now that you forgot it.
Now that I got it, then I went back to the board. Oh, Armando, Armando. So I'm sitting there, said 1,000 times in my head. So hopefully next time when I see him, I will remember that his name is Armando and use the person's name. I'm just awful at names, and I want to get better.
That's a tough one. Yeah, remembering people's names. Steph, is there a basic skill that you are just so bad at?
I am horrible at cutting vegetables. I mean, the vegetables that I'm the worst at are onions and Roma tomatoes. Roma tomatoes, the way that it's shaped, forget about it. You're getting whole ones today, James. You're not, don't even ask me to cut them.
I know how to cut Roma tomatoes. You just take them, you wash them, and you throw them in the trash. That's the best one.
I'll take that clue.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
There's just a lot happening right now with the royal family. First of all, Buckingham Palace says King Charles III is alive following reports of his death in Russian social media accounts, in particular on X. For some reason, several Russian outlets ran with this fake announcement of the king's supposed death using a document that was dated March 18th that featured the palace's seal. The palace and several British embassies issued statements denying the reports. The denial said that the king is continuing with official and private business. Last month, it was announced that he had been diagnosed with cancer, but these fake stories came as someone spread that the BBC would be airing a statement by the royal family within 72 hours. The BBC, they shot that down. So there's that. And then yesterday, Kate Middleton was spotted with Prince William at Windsor Farm Shop. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. There are eyewitnesses that confirmed their presence, and a video also has surfaced. So this was about a mile away from their home in Windsor, and people are saying that she looked happy, relaxed, healthy as she walked around the store. TMZ said they even looked at the metadata of the video just to prove that the video was filmed on Saturday near her home. So this extra level of precaution comes after months of rumors springing up about her whereabouts after she laid low for a while recovering from abdominal surgery. I kept seeing, though, on TikTok where people were like, this is not a current video because there's these little houses in the background that they say are only set up during the holidays, during Christmas time. Like, it's a kind of like a Christmas market type vibe. And they set up these little houses in that area. And those houses were there. And they said that there were like even Christmas lights on one of them. They're like, this is not a real video. This happened months ago. She's still missing. But then TMZ said that they looked at the metadata and it was a recent video. So at this point, I don't know what to believe.
I believe TMZ over some random TikToker pointing those things out. But then again, though, that is an interesting theory of people dig deeper on this stuff.
Well, it wasn't like a random TikToker. They were being interviewed on like a news program.
Oh, I thought it was some person on TikToker.
I saw the video on TikTok.
Oh, got it. God, I thought it was a random TikToker. Like, hey, look at these tiny little houses in the background.
Bob from Des Moines, like, hey, I know what you know.
If you're in that situation, would you just come out and make a statement and say, hey, or be here and put out a video? Would you put an end to it or just it's no one's business but your own? How would you handle it? Because, I mean, she's admired over there. She's a person of importance in that country. How would you handle it?
I think that I see both sides. Like, they don't owe explanations on these ridiculous rumors. If they're ridiculous, like, you're just feeding into the frenzy then. Mm-hmm. But on the other end, I think you forego a lot of your privacy when you're in a position like they are, where they're the royals and, you know, a lot of the money in the government goes to them. It's like you kind of give a lot of that up. And so at least just let people know you're okay. But It stinks because the British tabloids are brutal and there's so many falsities that come out in them. And so I feel like they're just going to keep doing that to get you to speak on things. Mm-hmm.
Keep pushing you and pushing
things.
You.
So, yeah, it's tough. I don't know. What would you do?
I understand both sides. I lean towards the latter thing you said of, yeah, I do feel they owe something to their people. And just whether it be a little video or statement or something saying, hey, there's a lot of rumors going on out there. I'm alive and well. You know, dealing with a couple things if she is, or just put an end to it so we just move past it. But then again, like you said, this thing ends, then something else will come up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look what they did with Princess Diana. I mean, the paparazzi ended her life because of the paparazzi chasing her down, trying to get that perfect picture of her, and she ended up dying in that car crash. So their whole family's been hounded for centuries, and I don't think it's going to end. You just have to deal with it.
Yeah, it's pretty scary if you think about it. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, apparently she's been seen, so all is good. All right, finally this morning. The dawn of a new day is kind of a hopeful expression, but for most people, that's the worst part of the day, at least for them mentally, right when the alarm clock goes off. There's new science backing this up. There's a new study out that shows researchers wanted to find out what is the time of day that is officially the worst time of day for people, based on your mood, your circadian clock, other factors. And they found that 5 a.m. is officially the worst time of the day. What is the best time of the day? That is 5 p.m. That makes sense because that's when a lot of people are leaving work and getting ready to go home for the day. Interestingly, though, that was not even tied directly to waking up and clocking out, this whole study. They say people experience their lowest mood at 5 a.m. regardless of when they wake up. So if you're doing an overnight shift and you get off at 5 a.m., you're still in your worst mood because it's just the way our chemical makeup is made. And they say they're cheeriest at 5 p.m. no matter what your work hours are, too. If you're going to work at 5 p.m., you're still at your cheeriest. They say that sleep deprivation has a significant negative impact on mood, but the 5 a.m., 5 p.m. thing is just based on a typical day.
5 a.m. for you, weekday. Obviously, we're up, getting ready to come to the radio station. How do you feel at 5 this morning, 5 a.m.? Look back at it. How did you feel?
I don't want to say I'm in a bad mood. I'm just quiet. I'm not quite ready for interaction and stuff at 5 a.m. 5 p.m., I'm not that way either. So it's kind of a win-win.
This is, I think this might be a first coming up here.
I'm excited to see how I do on this, how we do on this.
And when you say we, Mercedes is talking about herself and her husband, Matt. Yesterday was their anniversary.
And there's this anniversary question list of things that when you celebrate an anniversary, a yearly anniversary, you're supposed to go back and ask these questions of each other just based on the past year. And so you've got some of these questions and you're going to ask him these questions and you're going to see if our answers match up based on us being married and our marriage the last year only.
Last year only. And these were some great questions. Steph and I actually spent the last 20 minutes off air going through, weeding out the questions and finding the top ones we like to give to you.
Okay, so do we match up after being married for 20 plus years together? We know each other pretty well, but I don't know. He always throws me for a loop somehow, some way. We'll find out coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Something Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Tuesday morning, it's 7:03. So yesterday was mine and my husband's 24th anniversary.
24 years? It seems like 10 years ago.
I know.
It really does.
We were married in the year 2000. And yeah, so
wow.
We've been married for 24 years. Isn't that crazy?
Together, what, 26, 27 years? You guys started dating in 97, right?
It's nuts. It's so bizarre. Like, I can't believe it. I've known him for so long, more than half my life. Like, that's just nutty. So
you've known him longer than you've not known him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It is wild when you stop and think about
it. I know. Uh-huh. It's crazy to think about. So we want to test the marriage here. And he's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a Y2K day kind of thing, right?
Y2K, because that's when we were
married.
Back.
That's right.
Yeah. Not only were we worried about the clocks, we were worried about the marriage.
No,
just kidding.
Get out of here. There's not a shadow of a doubt when you got married in March of 2000.
No. So you're going to put us to the test. And this is kind of cool. There's this online test that you're supposed to take every year that you celebrate an anniversary with someone to just kind of like a spot check to see where you are, how well you still know each other. And you have some of the questions from that.
Yeah, Steph and I went through these questions, and we've got some for you guys. So we're going to start with you, Matt, and give you these questions. And Mercedes will ask that you step out of the studio, take your headphones off, just don't listen to the show.
Okay.
Well, we ask Matt, we'll get Matt's answers, and then we'll take a break and come back and see if you two match up.
Okay, don't let me down, Matt. You got to get this. You got to do well on this, okay?
All right, we just got to lose that cheesy music, though.
Yeah, it's done. It's done.
All right, okay, I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Okay, so Mercedes is stepping away. Let's turn this off. I'll bring in Steph here. All right, Matt, first off, how was your anniversary? Nice celebration yesterday?
That was fantastic.
Okay, first question. What has been a high point of your marriage this past year?
I would have to say our communication.
Okay.
Communication, okay.
Communication. What is your favorite outfit that Mercedes wears?
Favorite outfit that Mercedes wears? I think anything red.
Red, okay. When was a time in the past year that Mercedes was really frustrated with you?
When another sneaker box showed up at the front door.
How many do you have in your collection if you had to put a number on it?
If I'm counting, that means that I don't have enough.
Great answer, Matt. Okay.
Matt, when do you think Mercedes feels most loved?
Most loved. Wow. When does she feel most loved? Every day of the week.
Oh,
wow.
I like the confidence right there. And then last question here. If you got to keep a baby animal of any sort, what would it be?
Oh, a pug.
Aw, we miss Max and Molly. All right, very good, Matt. Let's bring in Mercedes now. She'll come back in here. Very good, very good. Here, Mercedes is coming back in right now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
All right.
How do you do?
He did great.
He did great.
In my mind, there's no right or wrong answers to these questions.
I might say Matt is very witty with his answers. Mm-hmm. Very funny.
Yes, this is my life living with Mr. Wit over here.
So here's the deal. We just did the questions with Matt. So
okay.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with you, Mercedes.
Oh, I have to sit on this?
And to see how well you did with these match game questions.
Okay, so tell me this. Was anything learned that you didn't know about us before?
There was some confidence there that I liked in Matt.
There's
one question that he responded with. I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay. Uh-huh. I'm excited. All right. So coming up, I'll answer the questions and we'll see if we matched up. Are we still a match after all these years?
We'll find out. It's Mix 94.1. Never made it as a wise man.
Now back to Mercedes in the morning. Are you ready for it? On Mix 94.1.
We've got your passes to join us in the exclusive Teddy Swims Underground Lounge at the Odyssey Studios. Coming up here when he conquered the Mega Minute in just about 5 minutes.
But right now, it is time to put us to the test.
the anniversary test. My husband and I, we celebrated our anniversary yesterday.
Yeah.
And, oh, thank you. Thank you.
Very happy for you guys.
And so you gave him some questions for this anniversary test that they say you should give yourselves, no matter what anniversary it is, every year you should ask these questions to yourself and see kind of where you are at in your relationship.
Yes, we gave Matt five questions.
Okay, Matt's back on. Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. Okay, so you're going
to
give
I'm gonna give you
me?
The questions to see if you match up here, Mercedes.
Okay, all right.
Question number one, what has been a high point of your marriage this year?
A high point of our marriage this year? I would say that our last trip that when we went to Santa Monica, that was a high point. We really had a nice time spending time together. I would say that.
Last trip Matt had down, your communication over the past year.
Oh, well, geez. Okay, I thought we were getting really specific. Our communication has been good. At times.
So Mercedes, what outfit do you wear that is Matt's favorite? We asked him what your favorite outfit was.
He loves when I wear the color red.
Yes. Matt, you like that red, Matt, huh?
That's right.
Anything red, it's like he's like, oh, hello. That's funny.
Okay. Mercedes, when was a time in the past year that you were really frustrated with Matt?
Oh, I think that was probably the last argument we got into. Gosh, was that like a month ago? Maybe like a little over a month ago. We got into a big fight, and I was just very frustrated.
Do you want to say what the fight was about? Because Matt was very specific about something. He named something.
Well, going back to communication, it was like lack of communication. Like what was it? How did it start? I felt like he was not listening to me and interrupting me constantly. And he felt like I was distant. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
wrong?
Is incorrect.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Matt, what did you say?
The last shoebox that showed up at the front door.
Well, that too, yes. When he orders shoes, oh my gosh, I get so frustrated. Nobody needs that many shoes. No one.
Okay, Mercedes, when do you feel the most loved?
Well, I think my love language is like acts of service, and he does a lot of really nice things for me. I it sounds simple, but when he takes my car and fills it up with gas, it makes me feel so loved.
Oh, that is a kind gesture.
It makes me feel so loved.
This is the response Matt gave was my favorite response, and his response was, every day of the week.
This is very true. You do make me feel loved every day.
I think
of
it's
week.
Those things, like filling up your gas. I know Matt does those little things for you, which means so much, and I think he probably does them for those for you every single day. So I would give that a correct answer.
Yes. Do I ever make you feel loved?
Every single day of the week.
Oh, thank you. All right. I love you.
Wait, there's one more question.
Oh, there's more?
Last question.
I'm trying to hang up on it.
This is the communication thing we're talking about.
Okay.
Here's the final question. If you got to keep a baby animal of any sort, what would it be?
A pug.
Yes.
He knows I want a pug so bad. Aww. I keep dropping hints and sending him pug videos.
Like, he's got to send him an actual
aren't
pug.
Aren't they super cute? They're so adorable.
Well, after 24 years, we can definitely tell you guys there's still the connection there. There's still the love right there. We can hear it when you guys talk to each other.
Well, he's a good guy. Sometimes I don't think I deserve him, but he is a good guy. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Matt.
Don't buy any more shoes, for God's sakes.
When I asked him, I said, Matt, what was the response when I said, if you could put a number on how many shoes you have, what did he say?
He said that if I had to count, it's not enough.
Oh, gosh. Give me a break. I'm thinking of just slowly, like, moving him out and putting
him. Would he notice?
He would never notice.
Right? Just slide that stuff out.
He would never notice because there's just too many. He literally takes up three closets in our house of his stupid shoes.
That's a lot of shoes.
I know. It's too many.
Here we go. It is now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
All right. Your chance to win tickets to our Mix Underground Lounge featuring Teddy Swims. This is an exclusive event. You cannot buy your way into this. You can only win your way. You're going to be up close and personal. Teddy Swims performing for you like feet away. It's going to be incredible. And you can win these tickets right now with the Mega Minute. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all right, you will win. We had a winner yesterday by the skin of his teeth. It was so amazing. And we'd love to give these away again today. So caller 20, you get to try your hand at the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And we have our contestant on the line. It's Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Really well. We are excited for you to join and take a chance here at the Mega Minute. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling pretty confident.
Okay, good, good. I love it. Let's make this happen for you.
All right, you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly, Jennifer. If you pass on a question or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end. In the game, it starts now.
What is the name of the singing contest that Kelly Clarkson won back in 2002?
American Idol.
Yes. What is the name of the movie where Julie Andrews sings Do, Re, Mi and Favorite Things?
Sound of Music.
Yes. What is the animal that sprays an unpleasant scent to potential predators?
A skunk.
Yes. What is the force that pulls us towards the center of the earth?
Gravity.
Yes. Who was the first Disney princess?
Snow White.
Yes. What U.S. state is known as the Sunflower State?
Oh, gosh. Skip.
Where in the brain would you find the cerebral cortex?
The brain.
Yes. What type of dance is known to have B-girls and B-boys?
Breakdancing?
Yes. What zombie TV show is associated with the character Sheriff Rick Grimes?
The Walking Dead.
Yes. How many wheels does a tricycle have?
Three.
Yes. What is U.S. state...
Oh, gosh.
Do you want to take a guess what U.S. state is known as the Sunflower State?
I have no idea.
Oh, what if I said Wizard of Oz?
Oh, Kansas. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer. Oh, that's a heartbreaker. Hold on the line. That's so hard. It's like one question.
She was moving along, too.
Can just trip you up.
So fast. She was going so fast.
That means we don't have a winner for the Mega Minute today. So caller 20 right now. You're going to get these exclusive passes into our Mix Underground Lounge featuring Teddy Swims. Caller 20 gets them right now at 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Did you see that Madonna, she kind of put her foot in her mouth at one of her recent shows? Did you see what happened?
Oh, when she told the person to stand up?
Yes.
This person, oh my gosh,
and
yes.
So I get that artists love to see their fans standing during their concert. It looks like they're having fun. They're really into it. But if they stay seated, is it like the worst thing that they could do? Madonna, she got upset the other night, and it happened last week, totally backfired. She was doing a show in California in Inglewood, and it was on Thursday, and she saw one of her fans in their seat, and she's like, "What are you doing sitting down over there?" So she walks over to the edge of the stage to investigate, and she realized that the fan was in a wheelchair.
Oh, my gosh. And she kind of made a spectacle of the whole thing. It wasn't like a, hey, everyone get up and dance. Why aren't you dancing? I felt like she almost stopped the show down to call this person out for sitting down.
Yeah, she wasn't happy about it. Mm-mm. And so she goes over there. She realizes that. And she said, oh, okay, politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here. Well, that person, now that they've been like completely called out in front of the entire place, that's got to... Have you ever like... put your foot in your mouth with something so bad that you're like, there's no way to recover. Like, I think she maybe somewhat recovered on that one, but have you ever said something that you were so embarrassed, complete foot in mouth, and what happened?
I was witness to one a couple of years ago. We had a radio station event in Boulder City, and there was a gentleman that worked with the radio station that was tied into Boulder City, maybe for advertising or something. His name was Raul. Super sweet guy. We've known him for a couple of years. And Raul shows up with this gentleman. We're talking and stuff. And then one of our sales ladies shows up. And she knows Raul. And we're chit-chatting. Have you been great? And she stops. And she looks at the older gentleman with us, with Raul. And she goes, Raul, you're being so rude. You're not going to introduce me to your father? And points to the older gentleman next to Raul.
No.
Raul pauses and goes, this is my boyfriend. And it was just like, ah!
Wow. Ah! Oh my God.
She's like, oh, well, it's nice to meet your boyfriend. It's like, who's that old guy? Your dad? No, it's my boyfriend. There's a little bit of an age difference. Thanks for calling it out.
Oh my gosh.
No, it was,
that's
oh
so
gosh.
And embarrassing.
I remember just as myself and Juan, who worked in promotions, we just went, we couldn't hold in the laughter because it was so funny. So
awkward. And that makes it worse when people laugh at your expense. That makes it so much worse. I was an intern at a radio station in Colorado, in Denver, and we had a sales guy, nicest guy ever. And like, I just spaced out for a moment. We had some, like, it was like called Corporate Challenge. I think they have it here. We had like a softball team, mm-hmm. and he played on the team and I was playing on the team, and someone had a good play and I was high-fiving everyone, and I high-five, and I go to high-five him, and he's sitting there and he doesn't have his hand out. The reason was is he didn't have a hand.
He's missing a hand.
It was like... His joke was he has a claw, because it was like he had a pinky and a thumb,
uh-huh.
and that was it. And I went up and I go high five, and he's like, how about a high two? I was like, oh god, I'm sorry.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Ariana Grande's grandma, her nana. Is it Nona or Nana? How does she say it, Steph?
I think she says Nona.
Nona? Mm-hmm. Okay. Her Nona has made history as the oldest person to grace the Billboard Hot 100 chart. She's 98 years old. Her name's Marjorie. And she's on Ariana's song called Ordinary Things, which debuted at number 55 this week, according to Billboard. So her presence on the track adds a little special touch, because she offers some life advice at the end.
Have you heard it? No, I've not. No.
Okay, so this is from the song. Well, this is the song Ordinary Things.
No matter what we do, there's never gonna be an ordinary thing. No ordinary things to you. It's funny.
And at the very end, her Nona comes on with her advice.
And when he'd come home and I'd see him, and if this gets off that train, it was like God Almighty arrived. It was like seeing daylight. I mean, I could have packed up and left many times, you know, not that we never fought. You can overcome that, you know, it's very easy. And that's, I told her, never go to bed without kissing goodnight. It's the worst thing to do. Don't ever, ever do that. And if you can't, and if you don't feel comfortable doing it, you're in the wrong place. Get out.
There's the advice from Nona.
Get out. Get out. You can't do it.
Yeah. So, and the funny thing is, it's not her first appearance on Ariana's music, but it's the first time that she's been credited as a featured guest and a co-writer. Ariana is like dominating the charts right now with her new record, Eternal Sunshine. Now, We Can't Be Friends is on there. She's definitely, it it debuted on the number one spot, I believe.
Yes, number one. Yeah. She's got the number one song in the country, yeah, the number one album. And then so Nona is the oldest person to land on the charts. That just happened. You go back like a couple weeks ago, Northwest, Kanye and Kim's kid. She is on Kanye's, one of Kanye's song, and that song charted, and she became the youngest person to ever be on the charts.
I thought Blue Ivy was.
She may be then. Was she younger than Blue Ivy? Because according
she
to
must
this,
not have been, if you say that she's.
Yeah, they said yeah, she was the youngest to, maybe it was even for a top 10 song or something.
Yeah, interesting. Today is the official start of spring. Spring officially starts at 11:06 this morning. Today's going to be equally split between day and night. The vernal equinox is the technical term, and it usually falls between March 19th and the 21st. If you thought that spring already started, it kind of did. NASA explains there are kind of two spring starts, and the second one was meteorological spring at the beginning of the month. Either way, the warm-up is coming. And so here's a fun fact. Chinese tradition says there's a belief that an egg could be made to stand on end at the exact moment when the winter ends and spring starts. So try that today at 11:06. Take an egg and see if it stands exactly on end. There, supposedly it will.
11:06 Pacific time, East Coast time. Does it matter?
That's a great question.
That's what we need to find out. So we have the right time when we're doing this to see, because if it's the wrong 11:06, it's probably not going to stand on.
No,
upright.
You're right. It's 11:06 Eastern. So that means can we get an egg in like 12 minutes?
Steph, can you get an egg in 12 minutes? Steph can do anything. She's amazing.
An egg? Oh, well, we have Try It Tuesday coming up.
Do they have eggs with them?
Can you ask them if they can bring an egg?
What kind of egg do we want?
Just a non-cooked egg in the shell. Like A raw egg, yes. So we can put it on and see if it'll stand at 8:06. It's happening at 8:06 our time.
This will be big. We'll go live with this thing.
Oh, man. I don't know if they're already here or not, but I'll try. Let me see what I can do.
Can we get one from 7-Eleven up the street or Albertsons down the street?
I don't know if they sell just raw eggs. Well, Albertsons
does.
So I don't know if 7-Eleven
has eggs or not.
It's just a raw egg.
Oh, this is big.
Oh, my gosh. I'm very excited about this now. Finally, this morning, since today is the first day of spring, you can get a free cone at Dairy Queen. They're celebrating with their free cone day. Participating locations are giving out a free small vanilla cone to all guests, limit of one per person. So if you, if you're out and about, they do only do it at the non-mall versions though, I guess, not at the mall.
Makes it easier. So if you go inside a mall to do this,
yeah,
I like that.
Exactly. So there you go.
Coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour, when you hear us play a Lady Gaga song, be caller 20 and you'll get tickets to the Lady Gaga Jazz and Piano Residency at Dolby Live. This is winning before you can buy them tickets. They go on sale this Saturday, but 9 o'clock hour, be listening for that song from Lady Gaga. It's Mix 94.1.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you're lucky enough to live near a family member and you have kids, and you kind of have that network where you know that you can depend on your parents or your sister or your brother to watch your kids, babysit your kids while you go do something, do you pay them? Or are you of the mindset that they're family? You don't have to pay family to babysit. There's a woman that's kind of dividing social media right now, and she says she was absolutely shocked to learn that some people pay their relatives to babysit. She says it's absurd. She says she babysits her nephews for free, and she would not accept money to babysit them. She says she gets the opportunity to create a relationship with her nephew while babysitting him and being around him. And that if you ask for money or if you accept money from a family member, that is absolutely absurd. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Absurd or reasonable?
I was back east for the first time in a couple years, and it's so funny you bring this up, because my brother, John, baby John, and his wife, Kelly, they have two adorable children, JP and Madeline, and JP's in first grade, and Madeline's like in preschool, and my parents are over there all the time, especially when it comes to picking up JP at the bus stop. He lives, gets dropped off in the afternoon. I think it's 3 days out of the week my mom goes over there, because John's working, and my sister-in-law is a teacher, and so my mom goes there to get JP at the bus stop, walk him home, and then she waits about 30, maybe 40 minutes until Kelly, my sister-in-law, gets home. And they don't pay my parents to do this, and I don't think they should pay them, but I do think my brother John should at least do some kind of kind gesture to my parents, maybe once a month, maybe twice a month. Drop off a bottle of wine on the way home from work. He drives right by their house on the way home from work. Maybe take them out to dinner. I do feel there needs to be some kind of thank you, mom and dad, for stepping in and helping out with the grandkids.
Are you sure that he doesn't do that?
As to far as I know, he does not do that.
Maybe you should ask. Because I hate that, like, what if he does that, like, every week? He brings flowers or...
No, he doesn't do that. I know
How
that.
How do you know?
Because he stopped by to see me on the way home from work, and he left. My mom's like, it's so great to see you. You know, we haven't seen you in a while. And I said to my mom, does John drive by the house? She's like, yeah, he drives by to and from work every single day. I'm like, how often does he stop by? She goes, never. He never stops by. So I know he doesn't stop by and drop anything off. We talk a lot. I can't tell you the last time my mom said, oh, John took us out to dinner.
Okay, so do you think you should pay a family member to babysit for you? 702-364-9400. Ashley, what are your thoughts?
Obviously, this is like a loaded question, right? There's so many different situations. But I think if it's an isolated incident, then no big deal. You know, like do it for family or whatever. But if it's something that you're regularly asking the same family member or multiple family members to watch your kids, I think, especially if you're earning money, if you're going to work, like you should pay them for their time and the work that they're doing for you. So that's like my first stance. And then second, I have a 16-year-old child son who we have recently started paying to watch his younger siblings. And we kind of approached him as like, hey, if we are going to start paying you to babysit, like you need to treat it like an actual job. Like we expect the house to be clean when we get home, dishes to be done. You need to interact with your siblings, play games with them, take them outside. And it has totally changed the way that he babysits his siblings. So I'm like pro paying. Paying, yeah.
Now that you mentioned that, I was the oldest sibling and I had to babysit all the time and I never got paid for it. And I think like part of me kind of just like, I never really interacted with them. I just kind of, well, my little ones I did, but my younger brother, like he'd do his thing. And I think that if I got paid, I would have approached that completely different. Like it was an actual job and not just my parents using me as their babysitter.
Yeah, because my sister was our babysitter. Yeah. And you think if you were paid, like I would expect Jenny to come upstairs and play with me and do stuff with me if she's getting paid for it versus just staying in her room the entire time.
Yeah, that's interesting. Kathleen, good morning. What do you think?
I just tell you that my daughter pays me gas money every month to take her kids to school and pick them up every day.
And is that something that you're like, no, it's okay? Or are you like, hey, I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
I appreciate it because gas is expensive and I have a big old truck.
Oh, yeah. So that's really cool that she knows that and realizes it. And Lenny, you say pay him or not pay him?
I say pay him. I mean, it depends on the individual case, but my sister helps watch my 11-year-old once a week, and she's not in the best financial situation, so every month we send her some money as a thank you present. And at first she said no, but we said, yes, you need to take this, please. You're helping us, and we want to help you.
Well, you guys are so considerate. Maybe you should send this to your brother.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and about 10 minutes, tickets for you to go see our Las Vegas Thrill.
And right now, we are live streaming on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Instagram because it's Tuesday, and that means it is time for Try It Tuesday, where we try something and let you know if it's worth it. Is it worth the time, the money, the effort, the hype? We'll let you know. And we'll try anything. Maybe it's a trend or a new product, whatever. We're willing to try it. And today, oh man, we're really sacrificing ourselves on this one. Because today we are trying IHOP's Pancake of the Month, which is the Girl Scouts Thin Mint Pancake. Oh boy.
It's still warm.
It's warm. If you're on our live stream, you can see right now, the Thin Mint Pancake includes 4 buttermilk pancakes, green ones. They're topped with creamy cheesecake mousse, Girl Scout Thin Mint pieces, and whipped cream. You can get the special pancakes as a full stack, a side, or as part of a pancake combo, and they're only available through the 31st. And we also want to shout out Nora and Rodolfo from the IHOP at Warm Springs and Rainbow who brought us these. I want to say this deliciousness to try. Technically, I haven't tried it, but I'm just, based on the smell, saying it's going to be delicious.
Doesn't it smell just like a Thin Mint?
It does.
I walked in my studio. I was like, whoa.
The crumbled cookies on top. It's this thing over the top. Who wants to go first?
Oh, man.
I've been craving pancakes for the past month.
You go for it.
Okay. All right. Mercedes is going to sneeze. She's allergic to great food.
Rodolfo came in from IHOP. He prepared everything on the spot. He had the pancakes.
Oh, my
gosh. He put the mousse on it. He put all the toppings right before we went live on the air.
They look so good. Oh,
okay. Here we go. Okay. I love the green coloring as well. Is that big bite?
The green Thin Mint Girl Scout Pancake of the Month over at IHOP right now.
What's JC? The cream on top? That's delicious.
There's a mousse.
Mousse. Mm.
And
that
whipped
mousse
cream.
And the whip together. So good. I can taste the cookie as well. And IHOP pancakes are so fluffy.
Do you need syrup for it? Is this the kind of pancake you should still put syrup on?
I never do syrup on my pancakes. I just do butter. So this is perfect for me. This is absolute heaven right now.
See, I typically like syrup, but I feel like with this one, you won't need it just because.
There's enough of with it. Yeah, there's enough stuff on top of it.
Steph, you have a bite ready to go. Why don't you take one?
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Ooh, the meat yumminess is the cheesecake mousse.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely a really good one. And I love the texture of the chocolate chip. Is this actual cookies from the Thin Mint cookies?
Yes, it is.
It's
actual Thin Mint cookie pieces on there.
Mercedes?
You can see. Okay, so I'm a big person on getting equal parts of everything in every bite. So I'm going to spread
get some cookie on there.
This stuff so I can take a bite with a little bit of all of it on there.
And if you're not watching us, Steph has not stopped eating, and I've not stopped eating.
I'm trying to stop eating,
because I know someone needs to talk, so I'm watching you guys eat, and I'm like, I can't take my bite until they stop eating. But
we'll stop eating for you.
No, I love that you're doing it. That makes me think this must be delicious. Okay, I'm ready to go here. Here we go.
Girl Scout.
Did you hear the cookie crunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Girl Scout cookies, and putting it into a pancake is genius.
Mmm. You guys were right about that cheesecake mousse. That just kind of elevates it a little bit. It gives it, whipped cream is great, but, that mousse really adds another flavor to it. That is, now I know why you guys kept eating the pancakes. I'm, ready to go in for a second bite.
It's hard to take one bite.
Whoa, that is good. I was worried it would be too sweet because I'm not a fan of super sweet,
mm-hmm.
but it's not. It's just the right amount of sweet. I really like it.
And you get that. For me, it tastes like pancakes, but I get that hint and that taste of the Thin Mint cookies just pops in there. It's not overbearing. It's not like I'm eating a cookie. I still taste the pancake of the IHOP pancakes, but just the nice little hint of the cookies coming through.
It's just enough of the cookie to give you the taste, but it's not, like you said, all cookie. It's all pancake with a hint of cookie.
Yes, that's a great explanation of
it. Oh, this is good. I thumbs up. Flapjacks up.
Yeah, thumbs up here
thumbs
as well.
Up.
Have you been influenced? This is definitely a thumbs up on our end. Okay, now we can all go to eating pancakes.
Right, go to town. Hey, coming up next, we have those tickets for you to go see the Las Vegas Thrill. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Christy, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, I am. I'm excited.
Oh, we're excited for you. You're going to get these thrill tickets if you win. Just pick a category. Do you want to go with daydreaming, dollar bills, luck of the Irish, or spring fling?
Spring fling.
Spring fling it is. The first day of spring is today. So these are all things that are associated with spring, okay?
Perfect. I'm ready.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'm going to pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Christy, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see the Las Vegas Thrill play a game, and you start now.
April showers bring May.
Flowers.
Yes. This is that week that kids get off.
Spring break.
Yes. A lot of these act up because of the blooming flowers. You get
allergies.
Yes. This is what a flower does when it gets bigger. Yes. This is you might fly one of these because it's very windy out. Yes. This is the holiday with the hiding the eggs and yes. Wow. I mean, I think we could have done 12 of these and she would have been completely fine. Christy, you were ready to go and you won. Congratulations.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. You're all set with a certificate good for two tickets to a Vegas Thrill home game over at the Dollar Loan Center. So congratulations to you. And we'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour when you win Heads Up. Now, next hour, you want to be listening for a Lady Gaga song. And when you hear it, be caller 20, and you get tickets to the Lady Gaga Jazz and Piano Residency at Dolby Live. Win them before you can buy them tickets. That's happening between 9 and 10 o'clock.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Man, I'm still reveling in Try It Tuesday with these Girl Scout Thin Mint pancakes from IHOP. They were so good.
They were absolutely delicious.
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing.
I was thinking about you yesterday because I ran into a buddy of mine who went to the Twice concert over the weekend at Allegiant Stadium. And he was just telling me what an amazing show it was. He called it one of the best concerts he's been to.
It was.
Was it?
Really good. It was awesome. If anyone went... was that not one of the best concerts ever? I was, you know, my Twice knowledge, it's not as high as like my BTS knowledge, but I know the girls, I have a bias in Twice, you know, and it was so cool because we went, first thing, right off the bat, this group of girls comes up to us and they're like, can we give you some freebies? And that's like a thing at K-pop concerts. It's like people will make little care packages and give out freebies to people. There's like a photo card in there of one of the members. The ones we had pieces of candy, had little chapsticks, had a bunch of stickers. I'm like, it's just like the vibes are so good at a K-pop concert. And then you go in and it's like nothing you've ever seen.
What were the lighty things they were waving? Because my buddy was talking about the lights, and he had so much. He sent me a video. My buddy's like, you have to check out this video. And he sent me a video. So when I got home, I started watching this video on YouTube. It was kind of like a Twice, someone that was at the show, floor seats. And I was watching this video last night, and I got sucked into this concert. What are the light things that everyone are waving around? Because
so
that looks so cool.
All of the groups, most of the groups have their own light stick. Like, the BTS, they have army bombs, and mm-hmm. that's what I have a couple of those. For Twice, they have what's called a candy bong.
Candy bong. That's why my buddy enjoyed it so much.
And it looks like a big lollipop. It's like an orange and pink like lollipop looking thing, and it syncs up into the concert. So when certain songs come on, your candy bong changes colors. They make them blink at different. It's so cool.
Well, I was thinking about this last night because he was saying this is the best concert he's ever been to. Such an amazing time. We're talking about the, is that your best concert? Let's flip it. What was the worst concert you ever went to? Twice comes out, 60,000 fans, your candy bong's going crazy. What was your worst concert?
The worst concert mm-hmm. I've ever seen. What is it for you guys? 702-364-9400. Let me think for a second while Dino, we talked to Dino. Dino, what is the absolute worst concert you've ever been to?
Long story short, I won a radio contest that you don't know who you're going to see. I flew here to Vegas, ended up seeing Jack Black. And my nephew heaved a beer at him. A couple songs later, I ended up heaving a beer at him. He stops the show and calls me out and calls me a fat F. And then it turns out good because Stone Temple Pilots eventually came out.
Okay, well, but like, in Jack Black's defense, like, why would you throw a beer at him? Like, come on.
My nephew did it, and I figured it was okay. They didn't call him out. And I thought Jack Black was some sort of a joke act or something. Turns out he's not.
Well, I mean, I get it. You're at a bad show. You don't like it, but I'm sorry. Just throwing the beer thing. Like, I don't know. But yeah, as far as like musical stylings and stuff, you may not, this may not be something that's up your alley. And he's part of Tenacious D, too.
That's probably what he saw, Tenacious D.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like Dino. I mean, much respect for calling the show, but how Dino's offended that he yelled at him after they threw two beers at him. And then he called me up. Bleep, bleep. How dare Jack Black.
Thank you for calling, Dino. We do appreciate it, even though we don't agree with what you did. What is it for you? What was the worst show you ever saw?
You know, the concert itself was great, but I remember it was 1998. Third Eye Blind was, they were the IT band at the time. At the joint, and the girl I was seeing, we got tickets from the radio station that worked here, and we went, and we had, like, the standing room only tickets, and we get there, and she wants to go down front. I'm like, no, it's like a mosh pit happening down there. So we got to make way down front. I just wasn't having fun, but I'll never forget that we're standing there. All of a sudden, I hear her go, ah, my eye! And I turn around, and she got hit in the eye. We look down on the ground, and it's an unused, but someone had threw a tampon at the stage.
Oh, my gosh.
And hit her bullseye right in the eye, and she was in pain. So now we made our way down to the front of the stage.
Wait, do I have to ask?
It was in a package.
Okay.
Yeah, it was unused.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
it was,
okay. I mean, we were all wondering, were we not? We were all wondering.
No, it was unused. Okay. But so now we have to make our way out of the mosh pit. Excuse me, to get her to, I had to take her to the medic. The medic's looking at her eye. It was just she got hit in the eye with a tampon.
I that's not fun, but I'm surprised it did so much damage. Must have been a super one.
It was right there in the eye. And then I turned around, I saw Dino standing in the back.
Oh my gosh, and here comes a beer.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Yesterday, Richard Simmons, he freaked out a lot of people. He announced on Facebook that he was dying. And the thing is he didn't mean it like he's dying today or tomorrow even. This is what he posted. Tell me if you would freak out if someone you knew posted this. I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I am dying. Oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is, we are all dying. Every day we live, we are getting closer to our death. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to enjoy your life to be the fullest every single day. Get up in the morning and look at the sky, count your blessings, and enjoy.
I wouldn't think that if I had a friend post that, I wouldn't think they're dying right now, but I would reach out to them to make sure they're okay.
Okay.
It's like they're going to cry for help type post. Like something's going on in their life by posting that. I wouldn't think like, oh my gosh, they're dying right now, but I would think there's something going on that they need a friend to reach out to them and make sure everything is good.
Well, he went on to talk about healthy eating and exercise and making sure you tell your loved ones how you feel about them. So I think he was just kind of, you know, putting it all in a package, like to get your attention. I am dying, but so are you. We all are, you know, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
He said he was just trying to be inspirational. A lot of people took that dying thing literally, though. So he tweeted, sorry, many of you have gotten upset about my message today. I am not dying. It was a message about saying how we should embrace every day that we have. Sorry for the confusion.
Well, I'm also happy to hear from him because wasn't he missing for the longest time?
He's doing his own thing.
Yeah.
And that's the tricky part when you're a celebrity is the public feels like you owe it to them to keep up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy wants to live his life in seclusions, like leave him alone. If he doesn't want to come out, leave him alone. Let him do his thing. He doesn't owe it to anyone.
Steph, what's your favorite thing that Richard Simmons did?
Didn't he do that aerobics thing?
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, it's okay.
And his little hair do.
What else did he do besides the aerobics?
Sweating to the Oldies, right? Wasn't it called Sweating to the Oldies?
Don't ask me.
He was on Howard Stern a lot. Guest appearance on the Howard Stern Show. And that was pretty much it.
He's kind of like an 80s icon,
yeah,
right?
Fitness icon, yeah. Short shorts. If you sat down, you could see certain things.
Really okay. Curly hair.
Hear me out. When I look up a picture of Richard Simmons, why does he look like the same hair as your dad's, JC?
Oh, spot on.
You and your dad, Richard Simmons and JC's dad have the same hairstyle.
They go to the same stylist back in Philly.
Oh, I'm Googling and you're so right. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
They have the same hair.
The natural curls, you know, the curls gone wild. We love it. What else this morning? Do you think, let me see here. Do you think that a 9-to-5 job is kind of outdated now? Do you think that in this day and age, not a lot of people actually have a 9-to-5 job anymore?
I do think it's dated. Yeah. To say I work 9-to-5, I don't think most of us do.
Yeah. There's a new poll out and Americans, 57% feel like a normal 9-to-5 job just doesn't work for them anymore. Almost half of, or more than half of people think that jobs without a flexible schedule are an outdated idea, and it's time to kind of rethink where we are. A lot of Americans are abandoning the 9-to-5s and the whole, you know, what's big. It's like the whole gig economy, you know, where you have like your gig, you have like your side gig, whether it's like social media or you mm-hmm. sell this. And it's just kind of like it gets rid of that classic 9-to-5, 5 days a week job. And it's you working when you can work and doing your job when you can do it. And a lot of people are really kind of gravitating towards that more so than going to work at 9 and leaving, punching out at 5 o'clock.
I was talking to my brother when I was back home because he stopped by the house probably about 4:30 or so. I'm like, do you normally get out early? He's like, no, it's just a lighter day. So I left. There's days that are busier for him. I don't know what he does, but there's days that he works later till 6. Other days where if he ends early, he's able to get out early. Just when your work is done, it's done. You go home.
I like with my brother's job, it's really cool because they can work from home. They can go into the office. There was a huge snowstorm in Denver last week and they told everyone work from home tomorrow. Don't come in. Don't go on the roads. And it's just like really convenient that they can do stuff like that.
And you go back maybe 20, 30 years where it was a snowstorm where it does snow. The people are trying to get into work, to get into the office. I got to be there by 9 because I got to clock in at 9 o'clock and be there from 9 to 5.
I know that there was a big conference in town and it was like a bunch of like managerial types, like the people at the top of the corporations. And there was one lady who made a comment and I saw a video of this that someone posted and she was saying that, you know, this working from home mentality, they're trying to get people back into the workplace. And it's because they're missing out on the culture of work and the social aspect of work. And other people really disagreed with her. It's like, I'd rather have a job that works with me, with my flexibility, that I can do from home, I can go to if I need to, then have someone dictate, like, you have to be here to do your job. Like, if I can do it from home, why not do it from home?
And then pop in if you need to do some visit at the office. Yeah, exactly. We have a lot coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to play a song from Lady Gaga, Be Caller 20, and we get tickets to the Lady Gaga Jazz and Piano Residency at Dolby Live. These are win them before you can buy them tickets. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Did you know that there is a Toronto-based company that analyzes canine DNA and they'll tell you, you know, what type of breed your dog is. If you have a mix, it'll analyze it and let you know. So this company now, they're kind of, no pun intended, in the doghouse because they did, there was this investigative report on this company and they wanted to see how accurate they were with the dog breeds. So they submitted some DNA to it. And they claim they're going to give you the highest possible accuracy in determining a dog's breed. So they put this DNA in there. It was human DNA. They submitted it and it came back as this woman, human woman, being 40% Alaskan Malamute, 35% Shar Pei, and 25% Labrador.
This is, I have a buddy that did this thing because he's got a mutt and he wanted to know. He was so excited. He had all the details of the layout. That even thought even crossed my mind. That is brilliant for whoever did this to send the human DNA and they get a report back.
I'm looking what does a Malamute look like? Because I believe that people do look like dogs. It's specifically, I think sometimes people look like their dogs. And I'm not joking when I say I saw a picture of the woman who submitted her sample. She resembles an Alaskan Malamute.
Does she really?
I just looked up an Alaskan Malamute and I'm like, oh, why do I kind of see it? Like, is that bizarre? Do you think that people look like dogs or their dogs?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's my parents, when they're here, when they see Jax, they're like, Jax could be your son. I have an Australian cattle dog, and I do. I look at him, I'm like, oh, we kind of look alike. I definitely think maybe you take on the resemblance of your pet, or maybe that's why you gravitated towards a certain breed, because they look like you. I definitely think Jax and I, there's some kind of resemblance between the two of us.
Do you think that that's your go-to dog that you resemble, or is there another breed that you resemble more? Steph, do you think there's a different breed that represents JC more as far as his looks?
When I look at JC, it's not just the looks. I think of your personality too. And you do exercise a lot. I feel like that's kind of a part of your personality. And so I think of dogs that like need a lot of exercise and that need activity. I think of pointer dogs. You know those long pointer dogs that are always running around at the park? That is JC. JC is a pointer dog.
I see, I don't know the exact breed, but they're not the ones that race like a greyhound. They're not those, but they're the ones that have the hair that kind of look like the greyhounds, but they have the hair. That's the one that the breed you remind me of.
Okay, well, I can look that one up.
I don't know what they're exactly called, if anybody knows.
I'm looking at the pointer dogs.
Doesn't
the paw up. All right, here I go.
Steph, if I had to pick a breed for you and JC, what would you pick for Steph? I think I would, I know like you have a Shih Tzu, but I don't think you look like a Shih Tzu. I think you remind me of one of those Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. Do you know the ones I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
If I had to pick a dog breed that you look like, that would be the one that I think you look like.
Yeah, are they like the Cocker Spaniel looking ones too?
They're really cute and they have like those long ears. I don't know. It just reminds me of you. I think that you look like one of those Cavalier King Charles Spaniels.
I would say, and I pulled up dog breeds to get a better viewpoint here. I would go with a French bulldog.
A bulldog?
Oh, so cute.
French bulldog. Frenchies. So cute. The smaller bulldog. It's just kind of like happy, ready to go. Like if there's something wrong in your life, you can turn that French bulldog. That's good. Dog's going to make you happy. You solve your problems.
You know, French bulldogs, they have nose problems. They have it's hard for them to breathe. I have asthma. I have allergies. I'm a Frenchie.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll turn it on me. What do you guys think I look like?
All right, Steph, you go first.
Okay, Mercedes,
Here we go. Don't take offense.
No
what is
offense.
It?
I think you look like a Pomeranian. I think you are just so cute with your fluffy hair. They're always happy, playful. And I just think because maybe you get your hair done often, that your hair is always up and done like a Pomeranian.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. I actually can see that. I can see that. Okay, JC, what do you think?
I'm just going through breeds, and I'm like, you ever seen a Sheltie? It has beautiful hair.
Let me look
in great shape, so it looks like fancy as well. So it can, you know what, it can put a nice dress on and head out. And
oh, just like a Lassie dog?
Yes!
I totally look like a Lassie dog.
You know,
oh my God,
you can get fancy and do the town, or if you work needs to be done, you can get work done.
Mercedes, the eyes of a Sheltie dog, they're your eyes. I'm looking into your eyes as we speak, but it's really a Sheltie dog.
Oh, man. And Sheltie dog, I'm looking at their health issues. They have they have a lot of issues. Epilepsy, hip dysplasia. Oh boy, this is my dog.
It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning.
And that's Lady Gaga, Edge of Glory. This is Melanie. Melanie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on this morning?
Nothing, just working.
And you heard a Lady Gaga song?
Yes.
And you heard the big announcement this morning that Lady Gaga is back. She has just announced new dates for her jazz and piano residency. Performances beginning June 19th, returning to the Park MGM, and you're in!
Yes.
She's like, it took you long enough to let me know. Congratulations, Melanie!
Thank you.
Melanie, these are winning before you can buy them. Tickets to go on sale this Saturday morning. So congratulations to you. You're all set with your Lady Gaga tickets. And we want you to go see Lady Gaga. Heather has a pair for you coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that's it for us here on a Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you to our friends at IHOP for a very tasty Try It Tuesday with those Thin Mint Girl Scout pancakes available through the month of March. Those were delicious. Make sure you check out our social media. You can watch a video of us doing Try It Tuesday. Make sure you like and subscribe to all of our platforms because we have a lot of other stuff that we put out there, too, in case you miss anything from the show. And you can always download our podcast, too, on the Odyssey app, on our website, mix941.fm, or wherever you get your podcasts. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
We learned that Mercedes might not be good with directions, like go north on this road and then turn east on that road, but she does know her explorers.
We were in L.A., and I was lost. And I asked someone, like, do you know how to get here? We were looking for the Hungarian consulate. And they're like, just go north on this street and then go east on this street. And I'm like, what am I, like, Magellan? I don't know where north is. I don't know where east is. I am not Lewis and Clark, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't need to, like, give me directions like that. Ponce de Leon.
Keep going. Keep going.
Christopher Columbus.
Dora.
Yes. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Endless.
There's just, who do these people think I am? How do I know where these ridiculous directions are? I'm not Ferdinand. Oh, I said Magellan. I'm not Francis Drake or Marco Polo.
Seriously. People, who do you think she is? Well, that'll do it for show number 2022 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.